Well, it's an interesting weather day as far as May is actually concerned, but the sun will continue to shine because we are actually at the Newark and Nottinghamshire Showground for officially the second Nottinghamshire County Show, but it's also known as the Newark and Not Show. And we're I say that, but you know, I know Adrian Johnson would sort of say, no, it's the Nottinghamshire County Show, so we'll be on message, won't we, Holly?
Yes,
very much so. But we're delighted to be able to speak to Chief Steward, as far as the press area is concerned. That would be the fabulous Kevin Kelly. Kevin, how are you?
Fine this morning. I just hope that the weather improves a bit. My wife said this morning, the rain before 7, shine by 11, but I'm a bit dubious.
Always a possibility. Who knows? I mean, actually, the good thing about the show is that there are lots of hard standing areas. You really would have to have biblical floods before the thing became completely unworkable. Mm.
Yes, you're right. But Newark is renowned for its weather, from sun and heat to snow.
Now, already, as though we sense, I mean, the little caravan that we used to sort of head to, that sort of moved, etc. It's a whole new area, a whole new era opening up from that point of view. We'll be speaking to Jane, obviously, about that. The show itself continues to grow and develop. Presumably, you've had some experience of shows in previous years.
Yes, I've been stewarding here now for, this is my 33rd year as a steward, originally as a sheep steward.
So we might have passed each other by over the last sort of 7 or 8 years when we've been doing stuff, and you've been busily sorting out sheep and such like.
Yes, pushing and pulling sheep as well.
they're so much fun. I mean, the Lincolnshire Longwool in particular I give a little plug to, because it's always quite extraordinary. Holly, questions for Kevin.
What is going on today at the show, then?
What is going on today at the show? Well, mainly the livestock, judging the sheep, pigs, the cattle, and the initial sort of equine classes and so on this morning, particularly sort of the ridden hunters, the working horses and so on, which are just about to start,
yep.
I think.
Yeah. We've heard the little announcement. Of course, this show, no matter what one actually refers to it as, and it is the Nottinghamshire County Show, so we'll work through that, formerly the Notts and Newark and Notts Show, it's the start of the whole show season. In many ways, people who bring their beasts, to use one of our colleague Lou Bevin's terms with respect to exhibition, etc., if they succeed here, they're likely to go on the whole sort of circuit, really, up to the Royal Highland, Great Yorkshire, Lincolnshire, of course.
I mean, initially, when the Royal Show was working and someone was in function, sort of a lot of people came here as a tryout,
yep.
And then off to the Royal, and that sort of that still continues today. They go on to the Leicester Show and so on, and other shows around the area. Yeah.
Now, Holly, you experienced the Great Yorkshire Show a wee while ago.
Yes, yeah, I have. It was very good.
So what are you looking for from the Nottinghamshire County Show in terms of moving up to the Great Yorkshire Show standard, which I'm sure Adrian will have in mind, won't he, Kevin?
Yes, he will indeed. He's got lots of ideas, lots of plans and so on. We're having the Mill and Machinery Show here later on in the year, because, of course, Lama has now gone down to...
Don't talk about that.
No.
It's their loss. They went to a different place, and they're going to have challenges there as well. So
yes,
that's all we will say about that.
Yes, precisely, yes. Yeah. We have events going on virtually every week throughout the year. We have the antiques fairs, we have Americana, we have the car sales.
And, of course, the tractor vintage setup, which is in November.
Yes, yes.
But to go back to the original question, Holly, what sort of areas are you sort of keen to look at? Is it livestock? Is it fashion? Is it food?
Oh, definitely food. Always food. But other than that, as I've mentioned before, I have a bit of a penchant for sheep shearing. So I just think there's a definite skill in being able to do that. So is there a lot of events like that that go on?
There's the sheep show, of course, which is always entertaining. performing sheep are... Well, the mind boggles.
I mean, and just performing sheep, but Nobby the sheep in particular, I think, is well worth catching. Stuart, I believe, is one of our fine folk there. Of course, one of our folk from New Zealand. Mm-hmm. We'll hopefully be touching base with that. And yes, if you've never seen the sheep actually dance, Holly, it's wondrous and scary at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds like a great thing to watch. It sounds like it's quite a sight.
Absolutely. Have you ever done, I mean, your stewarding times, a bit of sheep shearing, Kevin?
No, never. The only thing I've done, my father-in-law was a dairy farmer, and the only thing I've done close to that is actually hand-milking a cow.
Well, that's a big leap forward, and in all sorts of ways there. Kevin, it's been fabulous touching base with your good self so far today. I sense the buzz is obviously sort of beginning to grow. The judges obviously settling down. All the rest are actually there. We'll speak again later, no doubt.
Yes, indeed. Yes, we will.
And the sounds we're hearing in the background prove, Holly, that we are where?
At the sheep barn. In
exactly.
The
and not in the postgraduate event at the University of Lincoln at all. No, we are actually, yes, in the sheep area. And just actually describing what you can see at present. So this is obviously part of the preparation before these sheep go into full competition.
There are plenty of sheep around wearing some lovely coats and all being brushed up and prepared for the day's events.
Well, it's just standing by the Hampshire Down with a whole range of things. It's not a breed. I think it's an actual sort of rate of modern terminal siring from that point of view. And I think, actually, I mean, we've got a couple of sheep here who look as though they mean business.
Yeah, but they're all incredibly cute.
I don't think it's for nothing that actually the front cover of the Newark and Nottinghamshire Agricultural Society's Nottinghamshire County Show brochure actually features a couple of sheep. We're going to try and track down a couple of exhibitors now and see if they'll just share with us a few moments in terms of how they've sort of found the day so far.
Yes, that sounds like a brilliant plan.
And you're listening to Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting, Midweek Drive on location in association with Farm and Norn Nutritional Supplements at the 2014 Newark and Nottinghamshire Agricultural Showground, Nottinghamshire County Show. Now, this is fantastic because we've got a gentleman who's obviously giving a little bath to his sheep. What are you doing, sir?
Yeah, just washing its face, getting it clean, ready for the show, right?
Well, he looks in good form, etc. How far have you travelled to get here today?
From Derbyshire, Ashbourne. Yeah,
so well known for its sheep, obviously.
Yeah, that's it.
And I sense here we've got a championship winning team here. So how's he shaping up?
Well, he's looking all right at the minute. This one, it's a shearling ewe, 18-month-old, but I'll tell you better a bit later on.
It'll be successful. It's got the magic of Siren FM and Southside going. Holly, questions for yourself.
Which events are you doing then? Which things are you practicing?
These are in the Texel class, these are, yeah. For Texel, this is a shearling. What will be showed in the shearling ewe class? That's it.
Yes. That's brilliant stuff, and obviously we've got playoffs for Derby County Football Club as well, so it's all go.
Yeah, it will be, yeah. I don't know who'll do best out of both of us.
Can we have some names for your team here and yourself and the sheep, please?
Well, I'm Frank Rushton from Fresh Fields Flock. And this is this is just an homebred sheep. It hasn't got a name, but it just comes from the Fresh Fields Flock.
Fantastic.
That's it.
Genuine pleasure meeting you guys, and good luck with the event.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we've moved on from sheep, and I'm looking at a sign now which says slow-cooked chunky chops with beans and chorizo. Personally, I find this a little bit of an excessive motivating force, as we actually have a couple of those wonderful piggies in front of us now. And Holly, what kind of breed are we looking at present?
We're looking at the British Lot breed, and we've got a couple of beautiful sows in front of us.
Yes, indeed, we've got Edna Goostry Sunshine 14 that's around from that point of view. You've already made a point, obviously, the animals are awake, they're here. When we talk about weather, you don't want these shows to be too hot, you don't want them too wet, but I think today might just be okay for them.
Well, the sun's certainly starting to come out, the clouds are clearing, and all the animals, yeah, they're loving it. They're all awake and snorting or baaing.
It's always important to actually snort on a morning, I think, and we'll just see if our little pig here has anything to actually say. No, I don't think so, so there we are. It's part of the Goostry Herd of Peterborough in Cambridge, British Lot Pigs. And it's interesting, as we look back here, be proud of high welfare, buy British pork, the sign of the red tractor, Holly, which is obviously part of not only sustaining British farming, but obviously keeping it going.
Is it? That is something new that I've learnt today. That's wonderful.
Exactly so. Look for the sign of the red tractor. One of the things that, as well as the R factor that we have on shows like this, is of course that it is in the farming industry, it's in the food industry and so on. You recently were attending the talk by William Sitwell, A History of Food in 100 Recipes. You think William would approve of events such as this?
Definitely, especially with the pigs.
Absolutely. It could be the star of his latest book in certain parts of the world.
We don't set the locks.
Exactly, and so the pigs are secure. Specifically, Eve's Sovereign 5, which we're looking at here. And we're delighted to be able to speak to
Mick Paddock.
Mick, we've just seen you provide a masterclass there in actually how to effectively move a pig and actually guide a pig through from the whole thing. So, splendid stuff.
No problem. It's all about the board and the stick.
Precisely. Holly, you have a question about how these pigs are prepared.
Yeah, they're all covered in a whitish, creamish residue, and I wondered what you
It's wood flour, which is actually very, very fine sawdust. It helps to dry the skin of the pig, and if they sit in something in this pen, we can brush it off easier.
So, all to do with style.
How long do they need to be coated in it, then? Does it stay until they go out?
We'll brush it off just before they go out.
Okay.
So he was being a nuisance, he didn't get any.
are we quietly confident? Because, I mean, obviously the very fact that you're here at the Nottinghamshire show suggests, you know, there's a certain sort of routine here.
We are certainly confident with the Welsh pigs, because we're the only people with Welsh pigs.
Nice. Yeah. Excellent. And obviously from here, coming up, we have the Lincolnshire show, we have the Great Yorkshire show. Will you be attending those as well?
I will be at the Yorkshire show, not the Lincoln show, because that clashes with Cheshire, and I'll be there.
There we are. Well, we wish you all the very best. Thank Pleasure you. And delight, and all the best to yourself and your animals.
Ah, thank you very much.
Of course, the wonderful thing about the Nottinghamshire County Show is year in, year out, you find new delights, Holly, and a whole range of other factors as well. And we've left our livestock and beasts behind now to come and have a little look at, well, share with us, what are we actually looking at here?
We're looking at both the Little Goat Soap Company and Cotswold Pens.
Cotswold Pens, exactly, which suggests you might just have come from the Cotswolds.
Indeed, from Oxfordshire.
Fantastic. Okay, and your name is?
My name's Jo.
Jo, good to connect with your good self. The thing that always impresses me about events like the Nottinghamshire Show is the range of quality of exhibitors you've got there. And I know that's something Adrian Johnson, the Chief Executive Officer, is very keen to develop. Is this your first Nottinghamshire show, or are you a regular?
Yes, it's our first show in Nottinghamshire. We do lots of shows around the country, but first time up here.
So just talk us through what you've actually got here, because we've got some fantastic pens, ideally suited for postgraduate students and a whole range of other factors as well. And who needs a keyboard when you've got pens like this?
Absolutely. Well, the pens are actually all turned by my husband. We've got a whole range from fountain pens to actually bullet pens made from a real bullet. It's all turned with wood from a sustainable source. And yeah, it's actually amazing, the amount of fountain pens, because when we first started turning, we didn't think there was a market for those, but they've really come into their own. It's an amazing amount of people who collect them.
Holly, are you a pen person, or are you more a case of, no, as long as I got my iPad and laptop?
Oh no, I like these pens. Oh, they're absolutely beautiful. Obviously you can't see them on the radio, but
they can check out our Facebook page with photographs.
The quality of these are absolutely amazing, and the fact that you've got little guns on the top of some of them, and it's just such a level of,
I think it's
decoration.
Fair to say, they're not real guns though, but
oh, no.
just in case people were panicking there, even though they're teeny weeny sort of MI5 sort of scenarios. You've got a touch screen there that you're
There's
actually holding
up. Screen, yes. This is actually turned from buffalo horn. So this is a new one in the range, very popular, because you've got the ballpoint at one end and touchscreen at the other end for the smartphone and for the iPads. Particularly good for gentlemen with really big fingers.
Well, there you are. Fantastic. So touchscreen there, superb. The Cotswold, named presumably for Cotswold pens. The Bolt Action, the Bullets, the Classic, and a whole heap of others. And then anyway, we move to one side and we see, of course, the other range of other things, which, of course, the Little Goat Soap Company.
Yes, that's my side of the business. I actually make the soap whilst my husband's in the shed turning pens, which I think you'll agree is the best place for a husband.
I wouldn't possibly comment, and you know, I think we'll sort of leave that over to the listener to decide. Holly, a whole range of things with respect to this, goat's milk, soup, etc. Soap, questions for yourself.
How does the goat feature into the soap then? Well, we let them keep their bodies and we just use their milk. The soap's actually made up about 30% of fresh goat's milk, because we found that most effective. Goat's milk soap is really popular in Canada and Australia. Indeed, they actually use it to treat conditions such as eczema and psoriasis. And since we've been making it, there's not many people in the UK actually making it, the feedback is it's absolutely fantastic for those itchy, scratchy skin conditions.
Shortlisted for the Skin or Free From Skincare Awards 2014. So great stuff there. That's the Free From Skincare Awards, designed to celebrate and encourage skincare and cosmetics. And just some of the lines that come through from customers there. Brought this product for my boyfriend as he suffers from very bad skin. Change the boyfriend, love. No, sorry, I'm kidding. Highly recommend the Simply Goat Milk Soup if you suffer from eczema and dry skin. And indeed, a whole range of other sort of factors there. So lots of product endorsement here.
Indeed, yeah, and that's really what keeps you going. I mean, sometimes it's really hard work, but you get a fantastic review either on the website or an email saying thank you, and yeah, that just makes it.
You've mentioned the W word. How can people who are not actually with us in person at the show today, how can they actually get a flavour of the Little Goat Soap Company and Cotswold Pens?
Quite simply, www.thelittlegoatsoapcompany.co.uk and www.cotswoldpens.co.uk, and you'll find a link to each site to the other site on there as well.
Now, as we're wandering through part of the craft area here at the Nottinghamshire County Show, I was struck by, obviously, the wonderful sign of Manchester City FC, which I think is superb in every sense of the word. So brilliant stuff there. But even more wonderful are these twig pens, and we're now speaking to
Richard Di Gennaro. Local guy.
Okay, so Richard, you brought along obviously your canine friend as well, which is wonderful.
Right.
And
Molly.
Hello, Molly.
On Facebook.
I should hope so. And we've got, obviously, a range of rubber band guns here, which fires six rubber bands each, so that's fine. But also twig pens. So talk to us about what we've actually got here.
Well, the twig pens, which I've been selling for about 15, 16 years, sourced locally, mainly where Sherwood Forest used to be. That's where all the twigs used to come from, until I move on and deforest other areas of the Midlands.
No, I'm steady, joking, yeah.
Obviously. All these hazel twigs, which are taken with secateurs, so everything's pruned and regrows. So a very green product, yeah. Simply with personalised by pyrography, popular with children mainly. But
and Manchester City supporters.
Manchester City supporters, although I can't remember selling one. But
right, I might put that right to you in a few seconds. I don't see a pen with holly marked on it, though. There we are.
It's okay.
Right within 30 seconds.
Shall we go with that, Holly? We got your personalised twig pen?
I have plenty of pens, but actually, I'm wondering how long does it take to do these, then? You say 30 seconds.
Just a minute, that's all. Really?
I'm going to go with this challenge, if that's all right. Would you like to do this on air? Okay, Holly, we've got a sort of timer working. Twig pen here. This is going to be your very own personalised twig pen setup here on Southside Broadcasting at Siren FM. This should be critical in this sort of way here. And yes, this could be critical to your future sort of academic work, Holly, so this is going to be good. And now the system is starting. It's sort of like whittling, but not more sort of sophisticated than whittling.
Slice,
that.
Yeah, just slice the bark off to make it nice and smooth underneath, and now let the clock begin.
And here we are. The magic is starting. The lines are coming through here, and it's an HOLLY. So we've got the extra L there. That could be critical in terms of the lines. Otherwise, it would be holy, of course. Which it's definitely holly. From that perspective,
I like the tree.
Exactly, it's holly and the ivy, which is great stuff. So he's actually wrapped up the second L now, and he's already onto the Y.
There
and
we are. That's
23 seconds.
23 seconds.
This little bit's a bonus.
Here we go. We all heart.
You can't see on radio, but Holly's very attractive.
And that's why we have the photos in every sense of the word here. So brilliant stuff. So there we are. Fantastic stuff. We'll do it. The Ben is a saint. Is there a way in which people can access these details on the web?
There isn't, I'm afraid, no. I travel from one show to the next, so mail order's out of the question, really.
So will you be at the Lincolnshire show?
I'll be at the Lincolnshire show.
Well, then we'll make sure we're actually there to connect and we'll work through there.
All right.
Genuine pleasure. And Holly, your own very own pen. All set for the photo shoot.
It's really exciting. Thank you very much.
Now, one of the great things about... I mean, it's just wonderful, isn't it, Holly? Are you impressed with that?
Oh, very much so, yeah.
It's the whole thing worthwhile, isn't it? But whereabouts in the country, apart from obviously the Lincolnshire Show, Great Yorkshire Show and the Royal Highland Show, where are you going to be in forthcoming weeks?
In forthcoming weeks, next week it's Chatsworth Horse Trials, all with the same company, Cottage Industries Association. Virtually then everywhere, Pembrokeshire, Anglesey, Bilth Wells, which is the Royal Welsh Show, Mid Wales, but everywhere, Kent.
It's just almost the nationwide, and I have to say, Twig Pens, name ad free, superb stuff. I think so far you're actually in the lead for probably one of our favourite interviewees of the day.
All right, thank you very much. The first, obviously.
Not at all.